Let's read from Psalm 50, verse 23.
Verse 23.
Once we find it, we can read it together.
凡以感谢献上无祭的，便是荣耀我。
And he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God.
我想我们都在这感恩节的节期的里面，我们都拥有一个感恩的心。Then
in this time of Thanksgiving, we all would like to give thanks to God.
我想这一节的圣经是非常的宝贵的。This
verse is very precious.
这就告诉我们说，凡以感谢献上为祭的，便是荣耀我。
He said that he who sacrificed thank offerings honors me.
这一句话乃是神对当时以色列人所说的话。
And this is what God was speaking to the Israelites.
这一节的圣经也是对于我们每一个人所说的话。
It's also a verse that to speak to all of us.
我想也是向着普天下的人所说的话。
And speaking to the people all over the world. Because he's referring to everybody. He said, he who sacrifices thanks offerings
honors me.
If we are willing to give the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and then that will be honoring our God. And then there's a promise. Many times we think that we thank and then we go away.
下半节神就应许我们说，那按正路而行的，我必使他得着我的救恩。
Because the second part said, he prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God.
好像在这里告诉我们说，这一个救恩是一个过程。
It seems like telling us this salvation is a process.
救恩不是单单我们说，我口里说我信了就完了。
The salvation is not just that when I say it in, with my mouth and that's done.
我们的信心乃是一个过程。
Our faith is a process.
神的救恩也是一个过程。
And the salvation of God is also a process.
他叫我们说，那按正路而行的。
He said, those who prepare the way.
那个可见不是每一个人都按正路而行。
We can see that then not everyone will prepare the way.
但是哪一个按正路而行的。
But he prepares the way.
神应许我们说，他说，我必使他得着我的救恩。
And God will give us the promise that we will receive the salvation. May this become the verse for this thanksgiving. Not only we need to come to God and thank Him, but we also need to prepare the way. Because he promised that we will then receive the salvation. Now let's turn to the book of Luke. The Gospel of Luke at chapter 17. And this is what I want to share with you today. Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to verse 19.
耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利。Now
on his way to Jerusalem, Jesus traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee.
进入一个村子，有十个长大麻风的迎面而来，远远地站坐。As
he was going into a village, 10 men who had leprosy met him. They stood at a distance.
高声说：“耶稣夫子，可怜我们吧。”
And they call out in a loud voice, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us."
耶稣看见就对他们说,
when he saw them, he said,
你们去把身体给祭司查看, 他们去的时候就洁净了。
Go show yourselves to the priest. As they went, they were cleansed.
那中有一个见自己已经好了就回来, 大声归荣耀于神。
One of them, when he saw he was healed, came back praising God in a loud voice.
又伏伏在耶稣脚前感谢他。
He threw himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him.
这人是撒玛利亚人。
And he was a Samaritan.
耶稣说，洁净了不是十个人吗？
Jesus said, were not all 10 cleansed?
那九个在哪里呢？
Where are the other 9?
除了这外族人，再没有别人回来归荣耀于神吗？
Was no one found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?
就对那人说,
Then he said to him,
起来走吧,
Rise and go.
你的信救了你了。
Your faith has made you well.
路加传他的福音,
As Luke shared the gospel,
写了路加福音,
he wrote this gospel of Luke.
他就是记载耶稣所说、所行、所事。
And he recorded what Jesus has said and act.
路加并不像约翰、使徒约翰一样的，有很多他自己把耶稣所说的再说出来。
And Luke is not like John that John would repeat what he had heard.
他特别注重到事实。
And Luke focused on the fact.
他就把耶稣所说所行的记载出来。
He recorded all the things Jesus has said and worked.
在这里他也是要述说耶稣到底是谁。
And he wanted to record who is this Jesus.
所以在路加福音第十七章11节到19节，在这里就记载耶稣医治了10个长大麻风的。
So in this Luke 17, from verse 11 to 19, recorded that this 10 leprosy lepers were healed.
所以我们特别在这些感恩的季节的时候，我们思想这一段的圣经。
So we want to meditate on this passage, especially in this Thanksgiving period.
在这一段圣经的里面，我的纲要就分成三点。
In this passage, I want to separate into three sections.
第一个，我们看到怜悯的主耶稣怜悯的意志。
The first, we'll see the healing of mercy.
第二个，我们看到这一个当中有一个撒玛利亚的医治的人，他就回来感恩的赞美。
And then the second point is we see that there's a Samaritan who after he was healed, he came back and had the praise of gratitude.
以后我们就看到我们的主耶稣对着一个撒玛利亚的医治的长大麻风的有一个信心的应许。
And then later on, God gave this Samaritan, this leper, a promise of his faith.
让我们先看第11节到第14节。
Let's first look at from verse 11 to verse 14.
这里说耶稣往耶路撒冷去，经过撒玛利亚和加利利。
It's like saying that Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem and traveled along the border between Samaria and Galilee.
从路加福音第9章51节，路加就告诉我们说，我们的主耶稣面对着耶路，定义要向耶路撒冷去。
And from Luke chapter 9, verse 11, there said that Jesus set his mind to go to Jerusalem.
在这一段的时间，无论他到哪里去，他的心乃是向着耶路撒冷。
At this time, wherever he's going, his heart is turned toward Jerusalem.
他到耶路撒冷去做什么呢？
So what is he doing in Jerusalem?
他去耶路撒冷不是要登基成了当时的王。
And he's not going there to become to be throne and become the king.
虽然有很多人要援载他，成了以色列人的王。
Even though many people want to support him to become the king.
但是他定义面向耶路撒冷，乃是要预备他上十字架，为我们成了救赎。
But he focused his heart onto Jerusalem is because he wanted to be on the cross to become, have the redemption done for us. And that's the purpose why our Lord had come. And that's the will of our Father God. He wanted to use his own life as the price to buy us, to purchase us.
但是在这一段的圣经的里面, 耶稣就经过撒玛利亚和加利利。
But in this particular journey that Jesus have gone through Samaria and Galilee.
我们知道这两个省份, 两个地方都是南方国, 犹大所不喜悦的。
We know that these two places, is the southern kingdom, they did not like these two places.
他觉得加利利人太粗鲁了。They
felt that the Galilean is too rude.
他觉得撒玛利亚人好像不圣洁。And
then the Samaritan, they are not holy.
但是是约翰福音第四章也给我们记载说耶稣必须经过撒玛利亚。
But in John chapter 4, we know that Jesus had to go through Samaria.
人有许许多多的过界的分别。
And human beings have a lot of conflict among them.
人有很多的地方的分别。
And then they're different from different places.
南方人不欢迎北方人。
And the southern people did not like the northern.
北方人也不大欢喜南方人。
And the northern people would not like the southern people.
但是我们的主耶稣却是一样的。
But our Lord Jesus is the same.
无论是撒玛利亚, 无论是加利利,
regardless it's Samaritan or Galilean,
无论是犹大,
or Judah,
都是他所喜爱的,
and they are all loved by him.
那我们看到12节的时候, 他就进入一个村子,
and when verse 12, we see that he went into a village.
有十个长大麻风的迎面而来, 远远地站着。
And the 10 who had leprosy met him stood at a distance.
好像经过这一个村子，这个村子一下子就看见有十个长大麻风的。
Seems like they went into this village, all of a sudden they see the 10 lepers.
我想我们没有很多人没有看见过长大麻风的。
I think most of us have not seen what is leprosy.
长大麻风不是很好看的。
It's not very good to look at.
常常没有鼻子。
And sometimes without the nose.
常常没有耳朵,
or no ear.
常常没有手,
or no hand.
常常那个手指都坏掉都死的。
And many times the fingers are all rotten and dying.
因为一个细菌是一个钩形的杆菌。
And this virus is a stem.
它传染到人的身上的时候就可以进入到人的那个神经的系统。
And when it got contacted by the human being, it will enter the nervous system.
所以神经系统被到哪一个地方神经碰到的时候，哪一个地方就麻木了。And
when the nervous system had contact with it, then that will be numb at that point.
慢慢的，哪一个组织就死掉了。And
so slowly that organism will die.
但是这个村子有十个长大麻风的出来。So
this village had 10 lepers that came out.
那意思说耶稣进到这个村子的时候 就看见远远的就看见这十个长大麻风的。
So when Jesus came into the village and he saw these 10 lepers from a distance.
但是在旧约的律法的里面麻风得了麻风的人不能够住在人群的当中。
According to the Old Testament law, those who have leprosy cannot live among the people.
他若是出来的时候，遇见人的时候，要很远很远的看见人的时候，他就喊叫说：“我是长大麻风的，我是长大麻风的。”When
they came out and then when they see people from a distance, they need to shout out and say, "I have leprosy! I have leprosy!"
因为当时这长大麻风是一个非常厉害的病。
And it's a very serious illness at the time.
他们可能想到有很多的那个邪灵存在中间。
And they might think that they are possessed by the evil spirit.
他可能想到那个毒素会遍满到很远很远的地方。
And that virus may spread to far away.
我记得我小那个年轻的时候就常会记得若是哪一个乡村有今天那个长大麻风 要吃鸦片以后就给他放在棺材里面。
And I remember in my village, and those people with leprosy, they will eat the opium and then they will put him in a coffin.
以后就把那个棺木盖起来。
And then they will close the coffin.
当他醉的时候就把他闷死。
And then as he was being with the opium, that he will be choked to death.
但是在葬礼的时候，那下葬的时候，全乡都不能够那个煮饭。
And when he, they were, when the lepers were there, they cannot cook them.
因为有一个传说说，这个长大麻风的会从烟囱的上面可以飞进去。
Because they have this saying that the sickness can come through the chimneys.
到人的家里，哪一家的人就得了长大麻风。
And it will get to the household, and the family will have that leprosy.
所以我是想到写一个村子有十个长大麻风的。
So I thought about this village had 10 lepers there.
有的可能就走不动。
And some may not be able to walk.
这个十个还可以走得动。
But this 10, they can still walk.
所以他就走到那个路旁。
So they walk to the road.
这个地方我猜想就是一个麻风的村子。
And I think this may be a village for the lepers.
我记得在我年轻的时候，我念书的哪个学校上后有一个麻风病院。
I remember when I was young, the school that I was studying at, and behind that hill, there was a hospital for the lepers.
我们那个时候很好奇，那个当圣诞节的时候，我们就跑去看看他们。
And we were very curious, and so at Christmas time, we went and looked there.
那整个的乡村都是长大麻风的。
And the whole villages are full of lepers.
以后到台湾的时候，就听说这一个新庄有个麻风的乡村。
And also, when I went to Taiwan, they said in 新庄 there's another village with lepers.
我们就非常佩服我们的院长。
And we admire our principal there a lot.
他常常去麻风病院去传道。
Because he always go to the hospital for the lepers.
他去传福音的时候，他就跟很多长大麻风的人握手。
And when he was sharing the gospel, he would shake hands with the lepers.
哎呀，我们就想着就不可思议的。
And we think that that's unthinkable.
有这样大的爱心。
Such a great love that he had.
以后慢慢就发明了这个治麻风细菌的药。
And later on, they discovered the medicine that will cure leprosy.
是这个是这个地方是一个可怕的地方。
So it's a very dreadful place here.
所以耶稣就进入这一个乡村。
So Jesus entered this village.
这十个长大麻风的。
And these 10 lepers.
他就远远的站坐。
They stood at a distance.
他就高声的讲。
And they call out in a loud voice.
路加特别用高声那个。
And Luke especially put the emphasis on the loud voice.
以后这一个当中有一个撒玛利亚的人，他就回来的时候就用大声来赞美神。
And also one of them, the Samaritan, when he came back, he used a loud voice to praise God.
我就想这个高声跟大声有什么分别？
So I was thinking, what is the difference between these two loud voices?
路加用的字是非常非常讲究的。
And Luke used a very accurate word here.
他是一个医生。
He's a doctor.
他常常就用医学的名词来表明。
He will usually use the medical term to represent what he say.
在中文的高跟大好像没有什么分别。
And seems like the, even in Chinese, it's two different words, seems like there's not much difference.
但是若是我们去查原文的时候，这两个字不一样。
But if we look at the original text, these two words are different.
我不太了解他们怎么不一样。
I don't know how different they are.
所以我就想到自己。
So I think about myself.
我中风以后就好像声音就傻了。
And after I have the stroke, seems like my voice is cut.
你叫我唱诗，我是要把我的声音提起来。
If you want me to sing, I want to raise my voice.
我祷告也没有办法像以前一样的。
And when I pray, it's not like what I prayed before.
因为我的喉咙麻住了。
Because my throat is kind of numb.
我想这十个长大麻风的。
I think there's 10 lepers.
他也有跟我一样的情况。
I think they have the same situation.
他的声音是哑的，是沙的。
And their voices are coarse.
所以他们要十个一起的在哪一个地方 提起他的声音，在哪个地方喊叫。
So the ten of them must shout out together.
他就说，耶稣夫子可怜我们吧。
And they said, Jesus, Master, have pity on us.
他现在的向求告这位进到这个村子里的耶稣。
And they're calling out to this Jesus who entered the village.
他虽然以前没有跟耶稣住在一起。
Even though they did not live with Jesus before.
但是我相信他听见耶稣的名字。
But I think they heard of the name of Jesus.
他乃是要救他的百姓从罪恶里出来。
And he wants to save his people from sin.
以后第二句就是称他为夫子。
And then the second one called the master.
这个夫子乃是一个特别的字眼。
This master is a special word.
一般我们说夫子就是老师。
And sometimes we say the master may be just a teacher.
一般我们说这个夫子就是拉比。
And we say that they are the rabbi.
一般我们说这个夫子就是师父。
And master is like a teacher.
但是这个三个字的里面的意思不一样。
But then these words are all different.
我们知道犹太的会堂的里面有拉比。
We know that in the temple of the Jews, there's the rabbi.
他就是把圣经教导他们。
And they're responsible to teach the Bible.
有是做师父的。
And some will become the master.
但是这个夫子意思不一样。
But then this master, is the meaning of it is different.
这个夫子在英文里面翻译说，他乃是哪个主人，哪个最高的领袖。
And in the English, it had the meaning he's the principal leader.
他是哪个使令。
And he's the commander.
所以我们看到路加记载路加福音第五章。
So we can see from Luke chapter 5.
当彼得那个一夜不抓不到鱼的时候。
As Peter did not catch any fish for the whole night.
耶稣就来到他的船上。
And Jesus came to his boat.
耶稣就告诉彼得说，你把船开到水深之处去打鱼。
And Jesus told Peter, just take the boat to the deep water to fish.
彼得是一个非常有经验的渔夫。
And Peter is very experienced fisherman.
但是他说，我整夜都打不到鱼，你现在叫我开到水深之处打鱼。
He said that the whole night I did not catch anything. Now you want me to go to the deep water?
圣路加就记载说，彼得就回答说，夫子，我整夜打不到鱼。
So Luke especially recorded that he said, Master, I did not catch any fish for the whole night.
但是依从你的话。
But just so that we will follow your word.
我就下网打鱼。
We will cast the net there.
果然就打了捕了很多的鱼。
And then they catch a lot of fish.
这个夫子跟这里的夫子一样的。
And that master, that word there is the same word.
彼得也是把耶稣看作一个，他是一个总司令。
And Peter also looked at Jesus as the chief commander.
他讲什么，我们就要听什么。
Whatever he said, we will follow.
他知道一切的情况。
He knows all the conditions.
以后耶稣登山变相。
And later on, when Jesus had the transfiguration.
那彼得也是口直心快。
And Peter was very straight and fast.
他就看见了哪一个异象。
He saw this vision.
看见耶稣显出他的荣耀。
And saw the glory of Lord Jesus.
他就觉得这个在这一个山上，若是我们搭三座棚，是多么好的。
And they were saying that if we can set three tents here, it's so nice.
我们可以在这一个山上来敬拜我们的主。
We can worship the Lord in this mountain.
他常常能够在一个属灵的高峰的里面。
He can always be in a spiritual high.
所以他就给主耶稣来建议。
So he suggested to our Lord Jesus.
他说，夫子啊，我们要为你们打三座棚。
He said, Master, we will set three tents here for you.
一座为摩西，一座为利亚，一座为你。
One for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for you.
这个时候彼得想到耶稣的时候也是说了这个夫子。
And at that time when Peter said the master is the same word.
他乃是我们所尊敬的。
He is the one that we honor.
他乃是我们的主人。
He is our master.
他乃是我们的总指挥。
And he is our chief commander.
所以这十个长大麻风的好像认识耶稣。
So these ten lepers seems like they knew Jesus. Maybe they heard that Jesus had done a lot of miracles. And now they have a thirst. The one who had healed all these people. He had power and strength. He is our Lord. So they were calling out here, said, Jesus, Master. Not only they knew him, they asked for pity now.
我刚刚就说到,读路加福音好像很容易,很简单。
Earlier I said, seems like when we read the book of Luke, it's simple and easy.
但是路加用的字眼是非常非常的讲究。
But Luke is very particular with the word he used.
这个可怜也是一个很重的话。
This word pity is also a very serious word.
我们有时候就是,哎呀,你可怜可怜我们嘛。
Sometimes we just say, have pity on us.
好像哪一个看见逃犯的人来求说,你给我呢,可怜我呢。
And just like the beggar, just say that, have pity on us.
这一个时代可能很少看见这许许多多的那个逃犯的。
Maybe at this generation, we don't see beggars much.
但是你到许多的风景区的里面, 也是可以看到许许多多的人在讨钱。
But if you go to some of the tourist area, you will see that there are beggars there to beg for money.
你若是我曾经住在芝加哥,
I remember I was in Chicago.
那个时候我也不知道那个到底芝加哥里面是怎么样的。
And at that time, I didn't know the situation in Chicago.
我刚来,刚到美国的时候就觉得,哇,美国太好了。
And when I first came to the United States, it seems like there's no thief here.
所以我晚上根本就没有关,
so I don't lock my door at night.
那我有时候出去的时候,回来的时候,就是半夜以后,到那个坐哪一个地铁。
And when I go out and come back, I was just taking the subway in the middle of the night.
你常常会遇见许多的黑人的小孩子来到你的面前说,你可怜我,你给我, 一块钱.
And I would see this the black children, they would come and say, have mercy on her, give me a dollar.
这个可怜是平常的,
and this pity is just for the need that they have.
但是路加用这个可怜这一个字是特别的。
But Luke used this word pity here, it's very special.
他这个可怜乃是 乃是说到哪一个阴间的哪一个财主的那个话语。
And this word is used is like these well, the rich person in hell.
那这也是路加所记载的。
And that's also what Luke had recorded.
路加的福音,那路加福音第16章24节, 在里面,哪一个财主就死了以后就到阴间去。
And remember in Luke chapter 16 verse 24, when this rich man, he died and went to hell. And Lazarus, after he died, he was taken up to be at the bosom of Abraham. And this rich man saw Lazarus in Abraham.
他就开始来祷告说,亚伯拉罕啊,亚伯拉罕啊,求你可怜我。
And he started praying and said, Abraham, Abraham, have pity on me.
你差遣那三人,用那三路用指头尖来沾一点水,凉凉我的舌头。
You can send a Lazarus to dip his tip of the finger on the water and cool my tongue.
这一个可怜乃是阴间里面痛苦的呼声。
And this pity is coming out from the agony of hell.
以后我们看到路加在路加福音第18章记载哪一个瞎眼来求耶稣。
And later on in Luke chapter 18, this blind person came and asked Jesus for help.
他就求耶稣,就愿说大卫的子孙啊,可怜我吧。
And he said, the son of David, have pity on me.
好像这瞎子也是在哪一个阴间的痛苦的里面。
seems like this blind man is also in the agony of hell.
有很多人拦阻他,
a lot of people were stopping him.
但是他越发大声呼叫, 要求大卫的子孙来拯救他，来医治他。
But he shouted even louder that to ask for the son of David to heal him.
但是在这里, 路加就说到, 这十个长大麻风的再来一个求耶稣说, 耶稣夫子可怜我们吧。
And here Luke recorded this 10 lepers have the same word that Jesus Master have pity on me.
感谢神，我们都在一个健康的里面。
We thank God we are in health.
我们就在神的恩典的里面。
And we are in under the grace of God.
我们都得着了神的安慰。
We are comforted by God.
我们都得着了神的拯救。
We have were saved by God.
我们的心灵的里面也得着了神给我们的盼望。
And we have hope in our heart.
但是这十个长大麻风的，的确在麻风的乡村的里面。 他所过的生活乃是如同在阴间的生活一样的。
But this 10 lepers living in the village, their life is just almost like hell.
这是路加所记载的。
And that's what recorded by Luke.
所以耶稣看见他们,
so when Jesus saw them,
就对他们说,
and he said to them,
你去把身体给祭司查看,
just go show yourself to the priest.
他们去的时候就洁净了。
And as they went, they were cleansed.
耶稣行他的神迹是用不同的方法。
When Jesus performed miracles, he used different methods.
耶稣医治一个人用不同的方法。
He will use different methods to heal a person.
有的人是哪一个为他祷告的人的信心，他得着了，病人得着医治。
Some people will, because of the faith he had as he prayed, he was healed.
有的是病人的信心。
And some is the faith of Christ, and some is the faith of the sick person.
耶稣医治一个长大麻风的，他用手来摸他，他得着了医治。
And sometimes Jesus will heal a leper; he will touch the leper person.
耶稣医治一个瞎眼的，有时候用他的唾沫，那个和尚地上的泥，抹他的眼睛，他得着了医治。
And sometimes when he healed the blind person, he would use the saliva and the mud and then just put on the eyes. But sometimes God just used a word and then the person got healed. He can use his authority of his word to heal the sick person. And sometimes use a very simple method, just like the saliva is that we use to heal.
有的人说这个唾沫是最好的药。
And some people said the saliva had the best medicine.
你若是真的跟蜜蜂一叮了一下，你很自然的就把唾沫吐出来吐一吐。
If you are stung by the bee, you will very naturally use the saliva and just put on whatever.
有的人说这个泥土是最好的药。
And some people said the mud is the best medicine.
你什么病那个用泥土给它糊一糊，以后病就好了。
Whatever sickness, you just use the mud and then cover it, and then you.
我们的主耶稣也常常用这土的方法。
And our Lord Jesus also used this kind of primitive method.
不过有很多人说，这个泥土里面有很多的特别细菌。
And people said there's a lot of penicillin in the mud.
很多的灰尘，你在那个。 窗户的上面以前根本就没有去打扫呢，那很多的灰尘。
And sometimes you look at the window, there's still dusty and very dusty there.
你若是长了什么东西以后，把那个灰尘可以吐吐上去就好了。
If you could just use the sun, put it on your wound, and then it will heal, be healed.
我念了微生物以后，人就说那个是有neospore。
And when I studied the microbiology, and the people told me that had new sporing in it.
因为那个是有抗生素在里面。
Because there's antibodies in there.
我们的主可以用借着一个医生的手来医治我们的疾病。
Our Lord Jesus can heal us through the hands of the doctors.
我们的主也可以用他直接的话语，圣经的话，我们读的时候得着了医治。
And our Lord also can use His direct words and through the words of the Bible that we get healed.
我们的主亲自有时用手来摸我们,
Sometimes our Lord will touch with his hand so that we can be healed.
我们的主也是常常借着众圣徒的祷告把他抬到主的面前得救了医治。
And our Lord also used the prayers of all the saints and carried the person to the Lord and that he will be healed.
因为我们的主是全能的主。
Because our Lord is Almighty God.
他知道我们的需要。
He knows of our need.
他知道怎样的安慰你我。
He knows how to comfort us.
他知道怎样的来医治我们的疾病和需要。
He knows how to heal our sickness and fulfill our needs.
所以在这里录下记载说, 他没有用什么其他的按手, 也没有怎样的摸他, 他就叫他说, 你去, 你去把身体给祭司查看。
So Luke did not record anything like he touched him or anything like that, but just said, go and show yourself to the priest.
在这里没有允许说, 你会得罪的接近。
And it did not promise that you will be cleansed.
你就是要这样的去。
You just go.
但是这十个长大麻风的, 如同彼得一样的说, 依从你的话, 我们就下网打鱼。
And this 10 leper, just like Peter, because we want to follow your word, we will spread the net.
他们依从了主的话,
and they follow the word of our Lord.
他们去的时候, 在路上就发现自己得接近了。
So as they went in the road, they find out that they were cleansed.
所以这个时候有一当中的有一个就回来。
So at that time, one of them came back.
这个乃是撒玛利亚人。
And he's a Samaritan.
他们回来的时候, 我们就看见他就来感恩来赞美。
And as he came back, we saw that he came to give thanks and praise.
我们看到他做几件的事情。
We saw that he had performed several things here.
第一个我们看见他说, 他见自己已经好了就回来。
The first thing is that he saw that he was healed, he came back.
他回到哪里去?
Came back to where?
他现在可以回到祭司去查看。
And he can go to the priest and let them look at him.
他可以回到自己原来的亲戚朋友的哪一个地方。
Or he can go back to his relatives and friends.
他就渴慕说有一天他可以回到自己的家乡。
He longed for one day he can go back to his own village.
但是他没有。
But
he did not.
He came back to the Lord Jesus.
所以第一个他得罪了医治以后他赶快就回到主的面前。
So the first thing after he was healed, he came back quickly to the Lord.
弟兄姊妹多少的时候我们得罪了主的恩典。
And brother and sister, many times we receive the grace of God. We forgot our Lord himself. And many times we want the blessing of the Lord. But we do not recognize that there is a God. Many times we get the healing, but we do not believe our Lord Jesus. But this Samaritan who is a leper,
他一见自己已经好了就回来。
When he saw that he was healed, he came back.
弟兄姊妹, 我们个人需要回到神的面前。
Brother and sister, we need to individually come back to God.
不管我们做了多少轰轰烈烈的事情,
regardless how many great things we have done,
多少我们得罪了多少的恩典,
we see how much grace.
我们需要回到神的面前。
We need to come back to the Lord.
今天的教会乃是要回到神的面前。
Today the church needs to return back
to the Lord.
We want the church to have
revival.
We want all these empty seats to be filled.
不是我们先去做什么事情,
not that we can go do whatever.
乃是我们要先回到神的面前,
but we must first come back to the Lord.
当他回到主耶稣的面前的时候,
as we come back to the Lord,
这一个撒玛利亚长大麻风成了我们的榜样。
And this Samaritan, the leper, become our
example. 他做了三件的事情。
He done three things.
第一件事情就大声归荣耀于神。
And the first thing is praising God in a loud voice.
我感谢神, 今天我的声音比较大声。
I thank God because my voice is kind of loud.
我很多的时候是高声的。
And many times I will raise my voice.
因为神早上特别给我的恩典。
And I guess God gave me special grace. I was healed.
我回到神的面前,
I come back to God.
我第一件事情我需要大声地来赞美他。
The first thing I want to do is to praise him loudly.
所以他大声归荣耀于神。
So he praised God loudly.
不是我会保养,
not because I know how to
preserve my voice.
Not that because I eat
some good medicine.
Not that I have any sickness. But to give glory to God.
We need
to come to the Lord. Give him all the
glory.
Not
who can preach.
Not who can share the
gospel.
Those are things we need to do. But we need to give the glory to God. And every time I stand here, I need to pray. Have mercy on me.
不要叫我站在讲台上，一面讲道，一面我起了骄傲的心。
Not that I will preach on the one hand and then I become arrogant.
我希望很多人称赞我。
I want a lot of people to praise
把荣耀归给自己。
me. To give myself glory.
Oh, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Oh,
we
always want to sing hallelujah.
我们常常要赞美神,
to praise God.
我们要把荣耀归给神,
to give the glory to God.
荣耀不要归给我们自己,
not to ourselves.
荣耀来要归给那坐宝座的神,
to give the glory to the one who sits on the throne.
那归给那坐宝座的羔羊,
to give glory to the Lamb who was on the throne.
因为他爱我们,
because he loves us.
我们的天父差遣他的爱子来到地上,
our Father, our God, sent his own Son.
他为你我舍命,
and he died for us.
连我们的主也是, 他是神,
and our Lord Jesus, he is God.
他是神的儿子,
he is the Son of God.
但是他仍然地把荣耀归给我们的天父,
but he gave the glory to his Heavenly Father.
第二件事情我们看了, 他就匍匐在耶稣的脚前。
The second thing we saw that he threw himself at Jesus' feet.
匍匐在耶稣的脚前做什么呢?
What is he doing throwing himself down at the feet? Now we're sitting down.
有时候有的人觉得坐得太久了。
And sometimes we felt like we sat for too long.
有的我们这个教会的椅子是很软的。
And we have very soft seat in our church.
我虽然有这个有风湿, 但是还是可以, 还是不错的。
And even though I have arthritis, but then it seems like that's pretty good.
有的人觉得这个坐得不大舒服。
And some felt that it's not very comfortable.
还是要戏院那样的, 更舒服。
We want chairs like in the cinema.
但是, 这一个撒玛利亚的, 长大麻风来是匍匐在神的面前。
But this Samaritan, he threw himself at the feet of Jesus.
匍匐在耶稣的脚前,
at the feet of Jesus.
他做什么?
What is he doing?
他来到主耶稣的面前来是为着要敬拜他。
And he wants to come and worship him.
我记得前一个时候，参加有一首诗歌，吕弟兄常常带我们唱的。
And a certain time ago, I think it's Brother John Lu led us to sing.
我忘记里面的诗词。
I forgot the words in the hymn.
但是我的印象的里面记录我的心就是说，我们一生最大的事就是什么？就是要赞美主。
And but I remember the thing is that the greatest thing we can do is to praise the Lord.
我们一生最大的事就是要敬拜主。
The greatest thing of our life is to worship God.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到主的面前。
Brothers and sisters, we come to the Lord.
我们目的乃是真正用心灵和诚实来敬拜他。
Our purpose is to worship him in spirit and truth.
这是我们的福分。
This is our blessing.
我们赞美他是我们的福分。
We can praise him as a blessing.
赞美我们的神叫我们心得到释放。
We praise our God so our heart can be free.
我们来到神的面前匍匐的敬拜乃是叫我们被神所喜悦。
We can come and worship God because we are pleasing God.
第三个在这里乃是要感谢他。
And thirdly, he was thanking him.
他献上他的感恩。
He gives the thanks of offering.
在初期教会有一个教父 Ambrose。
In the early church, there's a man called Ambrose.
他说一句话,
he said one thing.
他说我们的责任,最大的责任,就是要回到神的面前来感谢他。
And our greatest responsibility is come back to God and thank him.
以后, 是 Cicero, 他说一句话,
later on, Cicero said another sentence.
他说一个感恩的心不单是最大的一个德行。
And the thankful heart not only is the greatest virtue,
乃是也是全部的德行。
It's the whole virtue.
弟兄姊妹，我们常常忘记感恩。
Brother and sister, many times we forgot to give thanks.
感恩叫我们得到了释放。
Giving thanks will free us.
感恩能够除去我们一切心中的不平。
And it will take away all this unsettledness in us.
感恩能够除去我们心中一切的恼恨。
And take away all the bitterness we have.
我们多少的时候是想别人欠我们的。
Many times we think people owe us.
哎呀，所以我们就心里非常的天天不痛快。
And so we are very unhappy about it.
若是我们常常想到我欠别人的。
But if we think about I owe somebody something,
我们常常就有一个感谢的心。
Then we will have a thankful heart.
我们有时候也是对神，我们也是神好像欠我们很多。
And sometimes even to God, we thought that God owed us something.
我们没有想到，我们实在是亏欠。
Not thought about we really have owed God a lot.
所以保罗在罗马书13章第8节说，凡事不可亏欠人。
And that's why in Romans chapter 13 verse says that owe no man anything.
他说，唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠。
Unless, except for the brother you love and always lacking in that as though.
我们常常 记得帖撒罗尼迦前书第5章第16节到18节。
Remember in First Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16 to 18.
保罗给我们讲到要常常的喜乐。
And Paul is telling us to rejoice always.
不住的祷告。
Pray continually.
凡事谢恩。
And in all things give thanks.
这三个是连带关系的。
All these three things are connected
我们要得着了喜乐,
If we want to have joy,
we need
to pray continually.
我们要不住的祷告, To
pray continually, we need to give thanks in all things.
让我们从这个撒玛利亚的长大麻风的,
Maybe from this Samaritan leper,
我们得着了教训,
that we can learn the lesson,
得着了帮助,
to be helped.
让我们在这一年的感恩节的里面,
In this Thanksgiving season,
我们不是过一个吃饭的感恩节,
not just have a meal at the Thanksgiving,
我们乃是要天天的感谢我们的神,
but to thank our God daily.
夜晚的时候我们可以来到神的面前把荣耀归给他。
In the middle of the night, we can come to God and give Him the glory.
他不要我们一定是跪在来到这里跪在神跪在台前。
It doesn't require us just to have to come here and then kneel down here to give thanks.
我们躺在床上的时候，我们是不是想到我们的神？
Even when we're laying on our back, are we thinking about our God?
我们是不是想到神给今天神给我多少的恩典？
Did we think about what God gave us today?
我们可以 用我们的心灵来敬拜他。
We can use our heart to worship Him.
我们可以在睡眠的时候可以敬拜他。
Even in our sleep, we can worship Him.
我们可以在睡眠的里面感谢他。
In our sleep, we can thank Him.
我们也可以在睡眠的时候来敬拜他。
We can use our sleep to worship Him.
那我们低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you.
借着路加把这段的话语给了我们。You've
given us this word through Luke.
我们常常的忽略来到你的面前。Many
times we neglect to come before you.
我们也常常的觉得你没有听我们的祷告。And
many times we felt that you have not heard our prayer.
主啊，我们常常觉得你对不起我。And
many times we felt like you fall short of us.
主啊，求主再一次愿你的话。
Once again, may you reveal to us with your word and with your spirit. So we can come back to you. And throw ourselves at your feet. So that we are willing to speak of the word of praise. To give you all the glory. Continue to bless your children. Bless your church. So we can prepare our way before you. And you will grant us your salvation. And all this we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.